lithium only played a small role in it, for Christ's sake.
That reminds me of something that I've heard a couple times in a clinic, you know, as nurses give me shit. You know, I'll say something like, you know, I'm getting to be too debilitated, and I don't want to live in a debilitated state, you know,
right.
I can't get around to take care of myself. And right. Well, you know, you should look at somebody like Stephen Hawking, look at him, he's totally debilitated, he can't even talk.
Because he's a wealthy man.
And he's, you know, one of the top scientists in the world. I want to say goddamn right, the guy's a fucking millionaire, he's got 25 people taking care of him. I mean, give me all that, and okay, fine, I'll go for a program.
You'll be much more motivated.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I know.
Okay, hey! I mean, shit, the guy's been married, like, what, 3 times since he's been, like, a complete fucking, you know, veggie cripple? You know? I mean, it's like, come on! I mean...
I know.
You know, you want me to be Stephen Hawking, how about coming and helping me? You know, they laid that trip, oh, you should go do that, bye. You know, now that I've given you this advice, that shows how much I really care about you. Bye, you know.
This is part of a new age philosophy, where if you really believe you can do it, you can. And, you know, this is not really, it's incorporated into New Age as an excuse, but really, it's such an old excuse. Well, in ancient Hinduism, they said, if each person's karma, so your position now is, you did something wrong in a past life,
right.
And therefore, it's okay to walk by someone who's suffering.
Yeah!
So it's the same old.
I've even heard that, you know, explicitly, you know, as a Hindu kind of a thing, you know, like, yeah. Well, it's your karma. And then I've even heard it from the Christian right people.
Oh yeah, they all buy into that. They all make some excuses for that.
That's like, who the hell are you to judge me, man?
And see, that
would say in the Bible, don't judge.
Right, and also the story of Job.
Yeah.
How people, his even his family turned against him and let him live abandoned, destitute, homeless, suffering with all this terrible skin infection.
Right.
Because they figured, well, God, he must have done a sin that only God sees and we can't.
Oh yeah.
See, and you know that book, the Book of Job, should have never made it in the Old Testament because it totally challenged all the conservatism in the rest of that Bible. So it was somehow got in there. It challenged the conservatism of the Hebrews and culture. It was a radical departure from the rest of that book.
Mm-hmm.
So if people were aware of that, the philosophers were aware of the way people treat each other poorly and judge them back then, it's the same old, same old. And it may have been coded in New Age terms, but for the same old crap as an excuse not to watch out for your fellow person.
It's incredible to me how you can, you know, stand by and watch, you know, someone, you know, I mean, I could see, like, you know, if it's a total stranger and, you know, you see it so much,
and you don't have
the resources.
I've had friends die. Friends and lovers died because I didn't have the resources. For example, one of them was borderline schizophrenic, a very nice guy, and we were sort of lovers on and off over the years. He'd keep going back into jail as 3 strikes got more and more severe, and he never did anything violent.
Oh, cream. I keep telling them, don't give me anything with milk or cream, or, you know, and they keep doing it. And I was like, God damn it. And then I call them and say, I need something different. I can't have anything with milk products. And I told them, like, how many times now have I told them? About 5 fucking times. It's even on my arm right here.
Doc doesn't tell it, right?
No. Oh, no, it's not on my arm, but, I mean, you know, I told them.
Do you need but to call
them again? Yeah, every fucking... But the thing is, I told him, you know, I was like, come on, and it just happened again at once. I was like, dude, I can't have anything. It's got milk products and beef products in it. And like, for lunch, I had a hamburger. And I called him up and I said, you know, and there's plenty of time. And I said, look, you know, I can't eat beef. Can you just get me a plain old turkey sandwich and rye bread? You know, man, it looks good. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not. Thank you.
Oh, that's the thing. It really looks good. I'm gonna taste. take a little risk, but I can't really say.
Hey, your friend Ed, I found very, very
Ed has very major problems.
Yeah, well,
he has a good facet in his heart. You know?
Of course. I'm not saying, no one is all bad. He's supposed to be better than Hitler, of course. But, I was very disgusted by him because he's another hetero who thinks he's gay friendly, but all he did constantly was check out the waitress's boobs and start do that stuff. But for gay, in the presence of gay boys,
I understand.
If it's slap in the face over and over and over again, this is violent. This is violence. This is violence.
I'm gonna understand this now.
And this is the best a gay person would expect out of most gay friendly heteros.